K-E-8-Y-N-U, K-E-8-Y-N-U, N-A-W-R-O, W-8-V-D, W-8-V-D, N-A-W-R-O.
W-A-D.
K-8-V-C-W.
W-8-V-D mobile. K.
N-8-W-R-O from K-E-8-W-U-O. N-8-W-R-O from K-E-8-W-U-O. Statewide 1. K-8-W-U-O. K-E-8-W-U-O. N-8-W-R-O. This is K-E-8-W-U-O. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, John, those initial errors were probably likely me because on that routine, you couldn't actually click it. You could fill it out, but when you got all the way over to actually submit it and create, it wouldn't create. So I just went ahead and sent her a link like normal, and I'm on the members who have consented, and it looks like she's in. Does that make sense? Over to you.
That does make sense. And logins, and it shows if they fail. Like, I don't see user, I don't see passwords or anything, but so that's how I can kind of tell that someone, you know, it looks like Dave had a failed sign-in attempt 15 hours ago. Looks like he might have had two of them. I'm not sure which Dave, technically. But yeah, that's how I see it. But I do see that number 36, Sarah, has signed in. So looks like we're all set.
In HWRO, I copy that we're set on the priority. However, I should probably go ahead and throw a ticket in for the others because the remainders on the consent list, well, three of the remainders on the consent list, I was going to create a password and ship it to them. But we can save that for a later time. Back over to you.
Yeah, I did see a whole bunch of failed MICA attempts, and I did send Dave, and I assume he's listening, a password for the email, but that password was not the one for the website, so we might have to reset the password for MICA and Leo for the website, or set a password if we can, but sounds like it wasn't letting you, unfortunately. But we can send them a password reset and have them get in that way. Right. But then, yeah, we'll have to get Leo and Micah, we can get them consented, you know, when they sign in. And then Paul and Ray will have to find another way to clear them from the purgatory.
Overall, a low priority, but it's something we'll have to attend to eventually. So we're good for now for a work day. Thanks, John. At least we have Sarah in. N-8-W-R-O, clear after you, sir.
All righty. Well, I'll be clear but monitoring K-E-8-W-U-O, 76.
K-D-9-Q-L-K, monitoring statewide 1.
K-8-B-C-W. K-8-B-C-W on the Petoskey Tower.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, Detroit, Michigan.
Hey, good afternoon to you. You guys getting some weather down there, I understand? Some high winds coming up?
Oh, roger that. Yeah, it's pretty brutal at times here. It's kind of come and go. I work outside up in the air in a bucket for a living, so I get to feel the force of it, and it's pretty mean.
Yeah, I heard 70 mile an hour wind gusts are possible today and into tonight down there. Hope you're staying safe up there in the air, brother.
Oh yeah, I sure am. I when I go up, I make sure it's good, and the bucket's pretty heavy. I got so I'm really hasn't affected me. I hear the wind pushing, but it doesn't do anything to the truck. So.
Well, we are getting hammered with another snowstorm up here in northern Michigan, so not sure what's worse.
Well, as far as shoveling snow is concerned, the wind's going to be gone in a few minutes, but the snow will be around for a while. Snow will still bring down trees. My mother and father-in-law had just the corner of their garage nipped, and a tree came down just a few houses up from my house. So, I don't know. I guess it can go either way.
Well, more of an annoyance this time of year. I've been pretty sick of shoveling and snow blowing, and looks like she ain't over yet.
No. Kind of hanging in there a little bit. Hey, I got to go, but good chatting with you. We'll catch on down the log. Be listening for your final 88MP.
Yep, good talking to you, man. Have a great day. Stay safe up in the air, and this too shall pass. K8BCW from Harbor Springs.
K8DIY Mobile, statewide 1.
N-A-W-R-O, K-P-A-L-A-F, but just curious if you've had a chance to play with that Mustastic yet. Nothing hurt, K-P-A-L-A-F, monitor.
Hey, took me a minute to get to the radio. Yeah, I've been playing with it, and then I got kind of sidetracked with ARPSC work, so not yet, not up and running. It's very interesting.
Copy that. If you need any help with settings and stuff like that, let me know. I'm fairly decently versed in it.
Copy that. I appreciate it.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to say 73s. I'm on my way to work. I got in the trunk. I had my AC and I was like, you know, I wonder if I can start playing with that yet. Because last time I looked at my note, I didn't see anything up that way. So, you have a good rest of your day, 73s, and I'll be clear on your final.
Copy that, Dean. Appreciate the quick QSO. You have a good shift. NHWRO, I will be clear as well.
K-E-8-W-U-O to K-E-8-L-A-X.
Oh, no, it's this guy again. Go ahead, K-E-8-W-U-O. This is K-E-8-L-A-X.
Just heard you out there and don't hear you out there as much as I used to, and so I figured I'd say hi and have fun at work today. Don't work too hard. And hope all is well.
Yeah, unfortunately, my time that I normally spent on the air, I now spend sleeping to stay up all night. Have you, when you take a dive into, Direwolf, I'm having a couple issues that you may or may not be able to help with, you know, since you are the head of the IT department.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll give it a look and try to offer any assistance as needed. What are you running across?
Well, I've got it installed on my Windows 10 laptop and it works good. I can send packets back and forth and it hears packets coming off of the node and it'll kind of decode them even if you're not in a session. You can watch the little dashboard, if you will, and it'll pull up. But I put it on my Windows 11 computer, set it up similarly, double-checked my COM ports, double-checked where the USB PNP sound device is, put that all in the configuration file, and it'll transmit, it'll key the radio up, but it will not show me anything. It just seems like the software is not keeping the node.
Gotcha. Interesting. So my assumption based on what you're saying is that you're able to connect the radio and it does do cat control. It keys up, well, maybe not cat control, but it keys up the radio and it transmits. I assume it's probably doing cat control. But then when you go to receive, you're not hearing anything and it doesn't like... It's sensing the radio on the receive side, is that correct?
That's correct, but I can say that checking my audio levels with the squelch open, I'm not using cat control, but with the squelch open, I can confirm that the sound card is receiving audio and the audio is getting to the computer, but Direwolf itself does not seem to be hearing it when it comes across. Monitoring with another radio, I can hear the Digipeter node, however you want to consider it, talking back and trying to do the handshake, but Direwolf is just not picking up the packet.
You know, honestly, I think I was running into a similar thing on my Windows 11 laptop, and that's where I kind of left it. But my assumption is it's a problem with the input audio, you know, in some way. It might be related to the squelch level not being quite right, and it might be something related to the way the default audio device is working in the app versus also, you know, which input device it's using to get the received audio. So it's kind of tricky. I think I am right there with you as far as to, you know, what's happening or what isn't happening.
Copy that. Well, when we get together and start working on this white phone thing, I'll bring the laptop by and kind of show you. I jumped right to my Windows 11 with the same hardware. Or sorry, Windows 10 with the same hardware, and everything worked perfect. And everything is set up exactly the same except for the COM port's different. But in the Direwolf config file, I have an older version in the Windows 10 computer, and that one's working, so it might be a development problem, too. But I'll bring the computer by when we work on that and have you take a look, because I know you, I think you said you were using Sound Modem or working with Sound Modem, and I've been working with Direwolf, so we'll do that. But I'm getting ready to pull up to work right now. There was an obnoxious amount of traffic for some reason today. So I'll take 7-3s and we'll catch you on the flip side. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear on your final.
Copy that. All right. Well, QSO, is good hearing from you. Have fun at work, like I said. Don't work too hard. And I guess I will talk to you again soon. I look forward to it. I got to get back in the... I haven't played with WinLink, you know, outside of Telnet in several months, so I need to get back in there and get that fixed and figured out and go through the same problem solving you are. So, but I'll let you go. 73, this is KE8WUO.
KE8FGW, monitoring statewide. One. KE8FGW, monitoring statewide. One.